KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show. Time to get this party started for a Monday and for a great week ahead of us. So many things to do, so many things to talk about, and you are always welcome and to call in and talk about them at 884-9910. 884-9910, or you can always send me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com. I love getting the emails, and, you know, it's just the things that we get to talk about off mic and responses that just makes it all the better. So I just found out, actually, that gentleman that is actually my neighbor started corresponding with me, and we didn't know that we were neighbors. So it's nice to be able to get to know people that way too. Now, you know, rather than going door to door and saying, "Hi, I'm your neighbor," blah blah blah. I get to email with people, so this is great. I hope you had an awesome weekend. I really do. It was beautiful. It was hot. It was muggy there for a while, but, you know, we just waited it out, and it's gorgeous today. Look at this. I know you don't want to be sitting there and going to work, but you have to. So finally getting some stuff written up about what actually the legislature did, what they didn't do, the good and the bad. There were a couple victories. Very small victories, but they still have to be looked at as small wins. Because if you don't get any wins, well, you don't get anything. That's, you know, that's kind of depressing, don't you think? So we take the small wins and we keep moving on into the next election, 2020, into the next legislative session. It gives you a chance now to pull things together, work on people's campaigns, to oust somebody that you don't think should be in there. I was on Twitter the other day, and a famous author actually was putting out a tweet and asked if he should run. I think he was putting the feelers out, ask if he should run against Adam Schiff. And I immediately responded, "Oh, hell yes, I will do anything I can to help you. I'll even send you $5. Whatever it takes." I know it's going to take a lot more than $5, but Adam Schiff has to be out of there. But that's how we look at things nationally. You know, Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen have been kind of low level, just kind of doing their thing, not seeking the spotlight. Well, except for Jackie Rosen, you know, on the State of the State or on the State of the Union speech, where she goes, "Hey, better watch your back." But those are still people that have to be gotten out of there. We have to find good candidates. Let's go back to our victories. SJR 14 from the 2017 session, which would have doubled, even tripled property taxes. That's what we're going to be talking about today. As soon as Michael Clark gets here, then we're going to dive right into that. He was a big part of educating people. And that did not pass. Our little miracles, AB 186, the national popular vote. That was actually vetoed by the governor. So that was an interesting turnaround. AB 295, the Planned Parenthood sex education, removed from the counties the authority to determine their own sex education curriculum. That didn't go anywhere. Yes, Vance, good morning. People emailing me in the middle of thoughts. Yes, Vance, the song is a wonderful start. It's by Pink. The artist is Pink, and it's called Get This Party Started. Coming Up. Yeah, it's either Coming Up or Get the Party Started. Love Pink. Hear this, you know, Hollywood rock and roll, started off in hip hop, rock and roll. And she is as conservative as can be. Absolutely love her. So you never know. You can't always tell the conservatives from the, you know, what do you want to say? Other side, the left-leaning, the progressives, the liberals, the whacked, we've got so many titles now. Kind of like the Republicans have. We have so many titles. There's the alt-right, there's the right, there's the constitutional conservatives, the fiscal conservatives. Shouldn't it be that we just all work for the betterment of things? And I hate to say this, especially to, you know, a couple of my hardcore emailers, but sometimes we just have to meet in the middle of the road. Not all Democrats believe the same things. That's how Sisolak can come along and veto the national popular vote. I still think he's a horrible governor for the things he's done, but, you know, you got to give him kudos on that. You have to work with people. You can't just cut off communication and throw people away. Got an email from a very sweet gentleman. How can you give, you know, that Democrat so much airtime? Didn't give me a name, because I've given a few Democrats airtime. Found out he was talking about Steve Wolgast with Washoe Rapp. Washoe residents for appropriate planning. The reason I can is because Steve and I may have our differences politically, but when it comes to growth and planning, his blog site just lays it on the line. And if you're going to have responsible planning, if you're going to have responsible growth, you have to see the information. You can't go by hearsay. You have to look at the facts. And that's the nice thing is, you know, sorry to be complimenting a Democrat for a few of you, but he goes to the meetings and he writes the notes down just in direct form, who says what and what action is taking. So, you know, kudos to him. Not all Republicans are for growth. Not all Democrats are for stifling growth and living the way we are. We know growth brings opportunity and growth brings, I don't know, expansion. I'm not going to say prosperity because that's not always the fact. Brings a close community. But what we have to remember is we're all supposed to be working together for that great community. But granted, when people get into positions of power, that's the hardest thing to see. Even the smallest amount, it seems like nowadays, even the smallest amount corrupts people. Even in the smallest position, you know, dog catcher. Not saying that's the smallest position, but, you know, it just, if you have authority over somebody for something, it just seems like it goes to people's heads. even supervisory positions in at your work. It's like, seriously? I know there are people that are out there trying to climb the ladder, so to speak, whether it be at work or politics, but I think we have to put a little bit more trust into that we're all working together for something better. And when people turn around and start shoving things down your throats, like Sisolak did, even like the Reno City Council does at times, even though the opposing vote is much, much louder, they still go with what they want or what their donors have wanted. Not their constituents, their donors. And there's a big difference, obviously, as we saw with Sisolak. His big donor, Bloomberg, other people of means down in Clark County. That's too bad. Especially if he wanted to be governor a second term. You got to go with the will of the people, whether they be Democrat or Republican. Yeah, that's what I thought. Monica at 991fmtalk.com or 884-9910. Like I said, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So we'll be back with more on your comments coming up on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's party time. Time to get you off my mind. Forget the life I left behind. And all those dreams that won't come true.
I love that song. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. You know, I used to work in country music. Yes. Once a DJ, always a DJ. But then I moved on to news and talk, and it was just a lot more fun getting people riled up. When you're listening to music, you're just listening to music and having a good time, getting lost in it. But when you talk politics and lifestyle and social issues, well, kind of get wrapped up in stuff and your blood gets going. But it's always a party. It's always a party here. 884-9910 if you want to help party on this Monday. We're trying to keep you up, trying to keep you going. It's not one of those manic Monday situations. It's too nice outside to be a manic Monday. Monica at 991fmtalk.com or 884-9910. So I digress. Sometimes I lose my train of thought and I go off on tangents. You know I do. So the bills that we have to work on getting overturned, the bad bills that passed, don't have to be in our existence for eternity. Okay? Somebody asked me that, well, what do we do if it passed? Well, you take control of the legislature. You go out and you get the votes in the next session, the next election. And you flip whichever side needs to be flipped. Right now, both of them need to be flipped, in my opinion, back to Republican. But before I go off on that, let's go to the phone lines, because it is your show. So I talk what you want to talk about. 884-9910, let's go to the lines and check in with Carol this morning. Hi, Carol. What would you like to talk about?
Good morning. Do you have time to talk about infrastructure in Midtown? Or shall I wait?
Sure.
Until Wednesday? Okay.
Sure.
All right. We live in Midtown on the most southern border. Have owned this property since 92. We have lived in it almost 20 years. We have one of those quaint old little brick houses that are fast becoming boutiques, restaurants, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Now we find out there's going to be a three-story, 70-unit apartment building on the corner of Arroyo and Watt. The problem with that is, from what I understand, they've approved only 65 parking spaces. That is ridiculous. No one has one car these days. You know?
No, they don't.
I have an apartment building across the street from me with 30 apartments and 17 parking spaces. On these one-way streets here, you can't go up and down the street. Kids can't play here any longer. It's always parking continuously on the street. And if you have company coming, forget it. I don't know what to do, I thought you might like to know about that new building.
I so sympathize with you, Carol, because I know exactly what you're talking about. It seems like every single building, like that big apartment complex they built out in Sparks, you know, down by Nugget Avenue, there's not near enough parking anywhere in the city. And you get frustrated when you're driving around trying to go and do something. It's just, I'm sorry. I could so blow up on this issue because that's a biggie for me.
This is bothering me and for, 27 years.
I so feel for you because that is, besides your area and Arlington and a little bit of Plumas, those brick homes that are the original to the city. You know, people don't know the history behind them. A lot of them used to be for the railroad workers that, you know, when they originally brought the railroad through. And it just, to see that all go to lawyers' offices and boutiques, it's really sad. It's really sad.
Italian-built places, you know, that's what we have. And you know, there's no rebar, but it is strong as hell, you know?
You mean they're built to withstand the test of time like things used to be built.
Yeah, this is over 80 years old, yeah.
Oh, wow. Carol, thank you so much for the call. And yes, I will keep pointing out the infrastructure and whoever is doing the planning and the 20-year plan and the city council and, you know, the Midtown Improvement District. And you're not really approving or improving anything. You keep approving these plans for more, but you're not thinking about the necessities of more parking, more green space for people. You know, it can't just be build after build after build after build. It's like, take a breath, especially if you want people walking around Midtown. I just feel for Carol and the residents who've, you know, they always thought Midtown was a gem. You know, they lived there. They bought there. And now people wanting to go in and improve the business area and make it business friendly. Well, congratulations. You've done it to yourself. Because rents are now skyrocketing. Rents on the apartments. Rents on the companies down there, the little businesses, because people know as soon as they can get a little bit more money for their shop or whatnot, they're going to charge it. Who does that get passed on to? Gets passed on to you and me. Doesn't matter that, you know, who is it? Which one is it? Warren? Elizabeth Warren is trying to get Walmart to pay all of the employees a living wage or whatnot, and that the owners, the billionaires, can afford it. It doesn't matter if the billionaires can afford it. It doesn't matter if the rich can afford these things. They're not going to take it out of their pocket and give it to their employees. They're going to raise the prices on consumers. And Midtown has flourished, and it is such an area now that people want to live there, they want to work there, they want to have their apartments down there, have that modern lifestyle. And now people are just being priced out of it. And all I do is see building after building after building and no parking. Guess what? If I can't find a place to park, and now they're even thinking about getting away on the north end. Carol was talking about the south end. On the north end, that big parking lot for after hours when the court closes, that you can find a little bit of space to go down and enjoy it in the evening. Now they want to get rid of that and build something there. What? I mean, you're not, if you build on that lot, you're not even going to have a turnaround spot for the parades or anything. So, what's that going to do in the future? No more parades. Just saying. So many people are looking at the right now, and they're screwing up tomorrow for all of us. Oh, I'll turn that off. Yep. Hindsight's 2020, I guess. It's the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show for all of Northern Nevada, 884-9910, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. KFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And why is that song so poignant? Because John Sarpala says that, well, in about 10 years, yeah, we're going to be looking like Illinois. Chicago. See how that works for you. Got to get control of things now. Just talking about Midtown. Forgot to mention that ambitious construction project. Yeah, orange cones are back. So if you are going down into the Midtown area, be careful. Watch out for the guys who are just doing their jobs. It's interesting watching and listening to people's comments. One of the business owners down there. Yeah, the construction and lane changes often made access and parking challenging. You think parking was challenging before? Just wait. Interested to see all these new little businesses popping up that don't even have parking. You know, it's just people are supposed to find on the street parking. It's like, oh, okay. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's good because that means that you have to park so far away that you're now getting your exercise when you go into the little restaurants and stuff. You have to actually walk to it. What I don't appreciate are those parking meters. And I have the absolutely stupidest reason for not liking those parking meters. Because people who design these things, probably a guy, hate to be sexist, but probably a guy. Guys that design storage for new built homes and stuff. They do not think about women. Yeah, the garage looks great. You can put a whole cabinet system here. We did a bump out. You're good. You go into some houses now, and they don't even have coat closets in the front entry anymore, or even a back entry. No storage for linens in the bathroom. Oh, there's a linen closet out in the hall. Yeah, like I want all of my towels out in the hall. I want to have them in the bathroom where I have them. Going back to the parking meter, though, probably can't hear that. Can you hear that? I have long nails. I like long nails. You stick those credit cards up in that machine, and it gives you like a little teeny piece of the credit card left over that you have to pull out quickly. At least that's what the machine says. And there's no way with my fingernails that I can get a hold of that card. You can't have fingernails at all trying to get those cards out. I have that problem at Chevron down south, too. But I think that's just because of the guys there, because when I go in and I make them scan my card, which is a pain in the butt for them, I have to scratch their back too, so they don't give me a hard time. A win-win for them. But there you go. Back to Carol. Boy, Carol, I feel for you. Because not only living down in that area now, you just have to deal with this whole construction project that they came up with, that we're going to take, you know, all of these lanes, we're going to make it one way in both directions. That doesn't make sense. One lane in both directions. Little turn lane in the center. And that's it. Widens the street a little bit for bicycles. Couple of parking spots. But not enough. Still problems with parking at the baseball stadium. I go pick up my little sister in her apartment complex. There's no guest parking until you get all the way outside of the parking area. So it's like a half a mile back to her house. Everybody gets one parking spot. Like Carol says, who has one car nowadays? Two cars, car and a motorcycle, car and a truck. Have a roommate, somebody come over. Everything is just inconvenience now for people who are trying to make things more convenient. How does that even make sense? I wish I could go back in time when John Esquaga was redoing his parking garage. Doing it and adding that. You know what? Put another 10 stories on it. And charge people a couple of bucks to park. Trust me, they will take advantage of it. Somebody really wants to make some money. Build a freaking parking garage. Yeah, we've got the one, but residents, for the most part, use that. At least it's free for the theater down there. I did learn that. So that's where I take my little sister to the movies now. But you look at these plans, and again, if you're upset with the plans, if you're upset with the new project, what didn't you do? You didn't pay attention. You didn't see the Planning Commission. You didn't see RTC working on this. You didn't see the Midtown Improvement District? Had stories on it, but people weren't watching. They didn't think it would affect them. Everything that happens in the city of Reno, in the city of Sparks, in Washoe County, in one way or another, is going to affect all of us. The issues out in Lemon Valley. It's already affecting all of us. There's a lawsuit going on. Who do you think pays for the city of Reno lawyer? We do. There's nobody volunteering their services. There's nobody who's out there working for free. It all comes back on us. So every problem that people create has to be fixed by us. Has to be paid for by us. It's the same thing with the federal government. It's the same thing with the state government. What do you want to spend your money on? Well, Bernie Sanders says you wouldn't mind paying more in taxes. I guess Bernie knows us better than we know ourselves. Because not necessarily paying more in federal taxes, you know, to get all this free health care and to help all the illegals and, you know, and we still got our state stuff to deal with, our city stuff to deal with. How much more are you willing to pay? If you don't want to pay anymore, if you are willing to pay more, by all means, contact the cities or the county or the state or the federal government and donate to your heart's content. You can go on to the agendas for these different areas. Just looking at the county one the other day. They actually have segments of the meeting of approval. Somebody donated this much money, approval, to get this project started or to finish this project or to pay for this. Like Eddie Lorton pays to turn the lights blue on the arch in honor of law enforcement. You can donate as much as you want. You can put them in your will if you want to. But I don't. They already get enough. Well, I should say of my husband's money, because I really... I'm kind of a drain on his pocketbook. I don't bring too much to the party. But if you're done paying, I mean, I feel so bad. That's one of those horrible, just horrible bills that passed was the one that the gas tax. Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, AB 48, the diesel tax increase for all rural counties. So let's stick it to the, you know, the little guys out in the rurals. And there were even Republicans that voted yes on that. That just really gets me. If you're okay with paying more in taxes, go ahead and pay it. But stop putting it on the rest of us for stupid go-nowhere projects, especially. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Just had Ryan shoot me an email. We might have a solution for Carol coming up. That's why I love my emails. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. How do you like that? I'm reading and talking at the same time. That's why I have little pregnant pauses every once in a while. 884-9910. It's your live and local FM talk station. 99.1 FM Talk. Boy, and we do have some clear blue skies today. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And of course, the emails, they're coming in fast and furious. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Always have that by your side. And John, thank you so much. You totally made my day. John used the term FUBAR when sending me an email. If you don't know what FUBAR is, I'm not going to tell you. If you email me, I'll tell you what it is, but I'm not going to tell you on the air. It's something beyond all recognition, though. I love that. Used to say that all the time. I guess I'm going to have to bring that back because it truly is. Vance, thank you for letting me be sexist. I know they're, you know, I'm supposed to be this feminist. I think for myself. I do for myself. I don't need a man. Oh, what else? I can do whatever I set my mind to. But let me tell you, I guess I'm just in that age group that I don't want to. Yeah, I love being on the air. I was the first female, not talk show host, I was the first female morning show host in Reno. In, well, Northern Nevada. There was one down in Southern Nevada, but I was the first one back when I used to work on, it was the original Top 40 station, way back when. And I knew I could do it. And fortunately, the owner of the company knew I could do it too, and we had a great time. But I'm okay with being sexist at times, but I also don't like to take out the trash. I don't like to, oh gosh, what are all the other things that I want my husband to do for me that he enjoys doing for me, like opening the door and, you know, making sure he's out doing the yard work and I don't have to. Even opening boxes, like, don't break your nails, don't break your nails. He'll go get me a knife or scissors or something. I like being taken care of. I like being treated like a woman, but I also like knowing that I can do anything I choose. I just choose not to. Ryan, thank you so much. So, Carol, if you are still listening, this is from Ryan. First, the caller called about Midtown. Should firsthand talk to her ward rep. Let's see, Midtown. I think that's Naomi Dewar. I think so. Next, she should go to a Reno City Council meeting and do a public comment about her concerns in the area. Even though this is already happening, Carol, you should still do it. Even though it's already approved, you should still be doing it. Document the times of any violations and send it to code enforcement. And finally, get information out to people in the news sources. Tell them your complaints. Let them know what's going on, because trust me, they're not out there just looking for things to go do stories on. My producer thinks I'm being bossy, but I can't help it. Just want to help share the information. So, Carol, there you go. You have people concerned about you and the area as well. If you live in Midtown, if you work in Midtown, if you're concerned about all this, you know, point it out. If people are taking the shortcuts, you know what people are going to be doing? They're going to be parking in driveways. They're going to be blocking driveways. And the big one, they're going to be parking in handicap places. Be vigilant for your community. Keep an eye out. Make sure people aren't blocking sidewalks, especially when you've got residential and business together. Keep a pen and paper handy. Write down the license plates. Put a little tag on their window if you want. Well, don't tag it, but you know what I mean. Put a little post-it note on there. You're parking halfway. You've parked halfway into my driveway and code enforcement has been notified. Please do not do it again. Call them up. Get the numbers. Keep them handy. Because that's what you're going to have to do. people double parking. You want to see one of the best shows out there, one of the best reality shows? If you can, check out Parking Wars, even if you have to go onto YouTube or something like that. Check out Parking Wars. It is hysterical what people will do when they park illegally. When there's signs around, people don't care. When they want to park and get someplace, they want to park. They're going to do it. So you need to do your thing and report them. City starts getting all these reports, maybe they'll start thinking about planning better. Maybe they'll start thinking about putting in a few more parking areas. Just saying. KKFT, it's your live and local FM talk show. You can call 884-9910, but you can also send me an email. I don't mind getting it out there for you. Monica at 991fmtalk.com.